Usually, rains that help us are the summer rains. Winter rain doesn't generally do much for grass growth. Bit of 8-day grass and shoots the buffalo off. But yeah, we're really looking for that summer rain and get a bit of volume of feed and get some things happening for the cattle.
And with that period of dry, how are things looking across the station at the moment? Is there feed and what is the condition of the water holes?
We're pretty minimal on our feed at the moment, but we're lucky to be able to have a range of grasses and other things that the cattle browse on to hold up and see them through into the summer. We also supplement where we need to, lick blocks, and feed out hay where we need to. So we're lucky to be able to make those decisions to help the cattle get to the big wet that's on its way. And yeah, the rivers, we're seeing them under a fair bit of pressure at the moment, and a lot of our water holes are drying up. So there's a responsibility there to be diligent with checking those things and moving the cattle onto some drought relief bores that we've been able to put in place the last few years to take the pressure off, really.
Yeah, and so does the situation mean that you're destocking at the moment, or are you starting to look in that direction?
Yeah, certainly over the last few years, we've been able to make those management decisions. And yeah, the sort of the end of the year sees you sell, turn your cattle off and get them going.
Has it come to that yet? Are you in a spot now where you're thinking, gee, they're not, the condition's not good enough, we've got to get rid of them? Or can you hang out a bit longer, hopefully for some of those, as you say, summertime storms?
Certainly the condition of the cattle is pretty good. We don't wait to get to those critical stages where the cattle aren't good. We've got some really good steers and got some good weight happening. So yeah, through the year we lighten off on our cow numbers, and yeah, we really do plan for situations of minimal rainfall. So all the stock are looking quite good at the moment. Yeah, we're happy with that.
So Amber, I mean, you're putting up a good argument. It's a that I think we're well managed. We're rocking along. We know what we're doing. But it has been dry for a long period. If you don't get rain, things will get tougher. It must be quite stressful. How is it on the family?
Yeah, certainly that is the aspect, and we've been down that path the last couple of years where we haven't seen the rain that we need, and those decisions on what to do have been quite hard. Our children are involved in all aspects of our station life and certainly know what happens when cattle are under stress and drought conditions, and yeah, it's just sort of dealing with that day to day. But we've had a really good lead from the generations before us to help prepare and deal with those situations.
So at the end of the day, you guys know what you're doing. You're quite confident that you'll move forward and get through it.
Yeah, it's about the team that you put around yourself. We've got really good staff at the moment and good support with other industry people within the industry. So it's really about who you put around yourself, yeah, and just making the right decisions at the right time.
And just getting back to the station, I guess some of the imagery you tweeted recently, some photos of, as you say, elusive Brumbies being not so elusive. What was going on there?
Yeah, certainly. We've got some of our water holes drying up now, so there's regular checks being done along the rivers and moving the cattle off to drought relief bores. And we have a number of wild horses at home, so to be able to see them standing watching you is quite a strange thing. Usually they're off in a cloud of dust and you don't see much at all. But they're all chasing the water that's slowly drying up, and they're quite shy. They don't like to walk through cattle yards and that sort of thing. So, we go out to these places every day for a good week or so, or 10 days, to keep shifting the cattle back to the water at the bore. So the hope is that the horses get the picture and follow the cattle along and find the trough, really.
And just finally, Amber, you wrote later that you would spare followers other drought photos, and I guess it's in line with, I guess, the nature of this interview a bit. Why do you think it can be important to show some images of drought but not others?
Yeah, that's a really good question. Such a delicate topic, and there's been a lot of coverage of drought-related stories, especially through Western Queensland in the last 12 months and even a bit longer. Look, I'm really passionate about the cattle industry, and it's our livelihood, and it's really important to get the message of drought out there and how it affects your family and cattle and station. But it isn't to shock people and put a bad image out to the public. And I think if anybody really wanted to see something to shock them, they can just get on Google and type in whatever they like. And I don't think that's really how I like to portray our industry that looks after us so well.
Fair enough. Well, Amber, thanks very much for your time, and thanks for talking with the Northern Territory Country Hour.
Thank you, Nathan.